This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1383. Feeling stuck with your English? This episode has your name on it. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
Today, we show you a powerful connection skill that you can use at work or with family or native-speaking friends by showing them that you are saving something for them because you know what they like. Listen in to get this skill now.
This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going great, Michelle. Feeling good? How about you?
Good, good. Guess what, Lindsay?
What?
I have a chocolate ice cream cone with your name on it. The only problem is how will I get it to you?
I don't know, because you're in New York. I'm in Colorado. I mean, we are so far apart, so I'm not sure. But now I'm dreaming about chocolate ice cream. Does it have peanut butter in it?
Yes, it does. And maybe if I got, like, you know, how they have space ice cream.
Yes.
Do you ever have that? Maybe I can send you that.
I don't like that as much, but
well,
you can
sure,
send it to me anyways
so.
If you want.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh my gosh. I wish I did have an ice cream cone that I could give to you. Hopefully we can see each other soon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You should come visit me in Colorado this summer. That'd be fun. That'd be cool. You guys
would be
take a little vacation.
Oh,
once everyone starts traveling again, we can get out there. It'd be really cool.
Yes. Yeah, that would be great. So, Lindsay, I was using this expression. I said, what did I say about the ice cream cone? Because that was weird.
Yeah, you said this ice cream cone. There's an ice cream cone over here that has your name on it.
What? did I write your name on that?
I don't think so. That would make it very unsanitary. So this means basically you're saying that you know that I love chocolate ice cream and you're saving it for me. In a sense, and you want to highlight that fact.
Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh. So this is what we are going to be talking about today. This is a fun, colorful phrase to use. Could be casual, just because something is so perfect for the person that you're talking to. So guys, another way to use this phrase is about this show. Guys, this show has your name on it. It is for you guys. If you are listening right now, though, and you are not subscribed, you are at risk. You are at risk for missing our updates because we do things like bonus episodes, things like that, where if you aren't subscribed to the podcast, you may not get it. And you have to subscribe because this show has your name on it. So let's make it official and subscribe now.
Yes. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, guys, whether you're listening in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Podcasts, hit subscribe now. Very cool. Okay.
Awesome.
Nice, Michelle. All right.
Yes.
So, Lindsay, so we said that it doesn't mean that something literally has your name on it, like we said. No. Maybe it does. I mean, if we're using it in another kind of way, like right. Sometimes things do have your name on it, right? Literally. Mm-hmm. But the expression itself is about a name, you know, more figuratively being on something.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's kind of an expression that's used frequently with children, but it could be with adults too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, this is something I feel like my dad used to say. We're getting into dad English here. Dad language.
Dad English. We should do a course, dad English.
Yeah, it's kind of like something that a dad might say to their kid if the kid's kind of upset, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe they're walking past a hot dog stand at Coney Island, for example, and he says, oh, look, that hot dog over there has your name on it. Why don't you go get yourself one? Here's a dollar, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah. It's this fun expression. It shows some personality and it definitely will impress people. And I personally feel like it's used a lot for like food or treats. Like you said, the thing that you used it automatically, you thought of the hot dog. And the example I thought of was ice cream. And
yeah.
I feel like it's frequently used for those things, but it could be used for other things as well.
Definitely for things that are pleasant and that are kind of like fun and that are kind of treats. I think treats, a treat could be a toy, like you said, or it could be food. But definitely it's used for items, things like that. Yeah. Yes.
Right. Exactly. So let's do a couple more examples. So you want to start this next one?
Yeah. So, hey, can I get a piece of cake?
Oh, no, we're out. Sorry, but I've got a chocolate chip cookie with your name on it.
So here you're really trying. It's friendly. I mean, the tone of this is quite friendly, you know, you're building a rapport with the person, right?
Right. Yeah. For sure. What's another one, Lindsay?
Dinner is going to be so great. We're having mashed potatoes, chicken, and I made a bowl of tomato soup that's got your name on it.
Nice. Ooh, delicious. So maybe you know I really like tomato soup. But yeah, that grammar was slightly different. So you can, you know, kind of mix it up a little bit. You know, one says with your name on it or if something has got your name on it. We say different things.
Yeah. And that would be a reason that you guys would want to have the transcripts for this show, right? To be able to really notice that. If you want to get the transcripts by email, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Okay. What else, Michelle? What's the next one?
All right. Here's another one. Lindsay, I know you need a new car. I have a beautiful Ford that just came in with your name on it. Like
okay,
so, I was a car dealer.
Yeah, that sounds like something a car dealer would say.
Yeah.
No, that's a good example of a non-food type thing.
Right.
But it's like a treat. It's like something exciting, right? It's got your name on it. I know you want it. It's exciting.
Right. Exactly. So it is a pleasant thing. It's also almost like gives a sense of something is being saved specifically for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's important too. Yeah. How about this? Oh, save me that slice of pizza. It has my name on it.
Okay, there you go. So here you're using it about yourself.
About myself.
I mean, people might do this.
Yeah, they might. I think it's less common. I feel like it's more common for someone who is saving the thing to say that to you, right? Less common for me to claim it and say that one has my, but you could. I could see that. Like I could see a bunch of kids, like siblings saying like, that cookie has my name on it. Do not touch it.
Right. Exactly. And that's kind of a little bit different, like a different feeling to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, these are, I mean, so helpful with connection because it also shows that you care about the person's taste, really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, guys, you want to connect. You want to feel natural and fully express yourself. And this is the way to do it is to use phrases like these because these are going to push you to the next level in English and really help you with your connection with others.
Yep. It's all about that connection, guys. Remember, when we're learning English, that's the reason we're learning English is to connect. So good. Love it.
For sure.
The only way to make sure you don't miss a thing on All Ears English is to hit subscribe on your podcast player now because we put out special bonus episodes and announcements that you don't want to miss. So hit subscribe now. Thanks for listening to the show, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, Lindsay, do you feel like you have people in your life who know your taste so well that they would say this to you? Like that they would, they know exactly what you want?
Yeah, I think so. With certain things, like I said before, like peanut butter and chocolate, that combination, match made in heaven, right? certain things, yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, my parents definitely would have when I was a kid. Yeah. Other ways to say it, though, we do have a few other things we could say. What are they, Michelle?
All right. Well, the first one is perfect for you, right? Yes. Saying that something is perfect for you. So if I say to you, Lindsay, oh, you should totally take this dress. It's perfect for you.
Yep. That means that basically means the same thing. It's just not quite as much fun to say.
Right. And or then the next one is
just for you, right? I have a new game set that's just for you. And this phrase, I think, is a little bit more diverse, right?
Yes.
I think has your name on it is just a very specific one. It's playful. But these phrases we're giving you guys now could be used in more situations.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So another one you could say is reserved for you. Right. So, for example, you could say, I could say, Lindsay, come visit me. I have a new rug that's reserved for you. Just take it. Right. So if you know that, if I know that you want, if you're looking for a new rug for your new apartment or something like that, I'm like basically saying that I'm saving it.
Yes. I love that. Oh, this is great. This was a great idea for an episode because definitely something that we say. And guys, we want to give you that real English. And this is it. Again, like we said in the last episode, there's no way you're going to find this phrase has your name on it inside any textbook. Or honestly, most classrooms are not going to teach you this. So this is the place to get it.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, here again, we talked about some phrases that are more useful with children, some more general phrases. But to me, I mean, I just feel like you should go with it, go for it with these phrases, right? Because we want to take you here from stuck to fearless to fluent in English. And like I said, this is going to help you do that because honestly, I was telling Lindsay before, the person who came up with this episode is my husband. And it's because it naturally came about. We are giving you the English that comes naturally. Like we're not looking in a textbook and saying, which words should we teach from chapter two?
Exactly. You know,
we get the ideas from our show, number one, from you guys. And when you write to us about things that you're hearing in the real world, which is amazing. And also we get our ideas from what we actually say in real life. So this is, again, not something that you can just open up your textbook and listen to. But I feel like this phrase is just so much fun. And I imagine, I feel like if somebody said this to me, I'd be like, oh, thanks. You know, it just gives this happy feeling. And we definitely want to spread happiness.
Well, for sure, Michelle. I mean, it's definitely showing a level of rapport, right? If I mean, and you could use this even with coworkers. Let's say, guys, you are at a office party. Someone had a birthday, right? In the corporate world, I know that they celebrate birthdays.
Yeah.
They order in cakes. Everyone goes to the common room and maybe someone comes in and you know they love chocolate cake and you could say, hey, there's a piece of chocolate cake over there that's got your name on it. You better go get it, right? So this is totally business English in that sense too. So that's why this is, guys, this is great. This is diverse for your entire life. Go and throw it out there. Start using it. And guys, remember to hit subscribe because this show has your name on it.
It definitely does. And Lindsay, I like that point that you made about it being business English too. Because sometimes it's not, you know, if we're saying, oh, it's for kids or whatever, but it's not true. It's for, it's just like this pleasant feeling. Yeah. It's a pleasant phrase. And I just think that these are, you know, takeaway for today is that these are useful ways to say that you're holding something for someone or you have something for them that is special, whether it is a colleague or your friend or your kid or whatever. Yeah. It makes the person feel special and know that you think of them.
Exactly.
And that is going to be the thing that is really going to deepen your relationships.
That's huge. I can't overemphasize this enough. This is something that when you know what they want and you show them that you understand what they're going to get excited about, that can take your relationship to new heights, whether it's that business connection or just a neighbor who's a native speaker.
Right.
Guys, go for it. All right, Michelle, this has been great.
Okay, Lindsay, thanks so much. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.